Welcome to the Sprint Car Show here on the DirtTrackChannel.com. It is a great pleasure to have this next gentleman with us. Over his career of sprint car racing, he is a three-time All-Star Circuit of Champion champion. He actually tied for a fourth title. He has 53 All-Star wins to his credit. 19 wins, if I remember correctly, here in Central Pennsylvania. Was one of the formidable teams with the great Bob Fetter and that big Ford engine that they had running around Sealands Grove for a number of years. And he spent the last 15 years in NASCAR. Now, in a certain way, and we're going to let him explain it to you, he's returning to the dirt track racing routes that he came up from. It's our pleasure to welcome in Frankie Kerr. Frankie, it's a great pleasure to talk with you. You and I had a chance to talk up at Pocono. It's good to be back and chatting with you once again.
Yeah, it's good to talk to some old friends.
Let's get the air cleared up right away. There was a press release that came out not that long ago from the Renegades. You're going to be helping the Renegades, but not exactly as what the press release said. So why don't you tell the folks what it is that you're going to be doing in the inaugural season for the Renegades?
Well, basically, I'm just advising some good friends from Ohio there that are starting this series on what to do and what not to do, and helping them, point them in the direction of sponsorships and what to do and what not to do to make the series not successful. Because if you get off on the wrong foot and, do things wrong out of the box, it'll never get to grow.
So in other words, you're not going to be the director. You're more or less an advisor, a technical advisor to the group to help them get their legs underneath them here for the first year.
Yeah, I mean, we're in constant talks of, ideas they have and I have to help it grow and help it get started. And, it's sprint car racing needs a kick in the butt to get it, built back up, especially, Central PA seems to be doing well in the world of outlaws, but the rest of the country is kind of, not so well in the sprint car world, it needs cars, it needs owners, and it needs organization so that these guys can, go out and make a living driving race cars, and, people actually get their money and get formed to have some good racetracks.
So let me ask you, Frankie, do you believe then that two sprint car touring series based in Ohio can exist this year?
Well, I think so, as long as, they don't step on each other's toes, and then, the better organization will, shine and show that they're for the racer, not for putting money in their pocket.
So at this point, then, you would not be at races, as it was stated in the press release, but your career is still in NASCAR. You're still in North Carolina. So I take it then that you're still pursuing a job with NASCAR. So I would take it, would it be another crew chief position at some point?
I'm working on a lot of different things. Whatever's best for my family at this point in time is what I'm going to choose, whether it's, stay home more with my wife or going back out being a crew chief. So, it's got to make a decision. It's something that we're working on together. And, it's just, this time in my life, I still want to stay in NASCAR, and I'm going to, but I'm going to do, try to help out the small racer, like I started out and was, and make it so they can actually make a living like I did in racing.
Well, let me ask you, with all the craziness that is going on in the world of sprint cars these days, we have the Renegades and the All-Stars in Ohio, you now have the United Racing Club trying to come back, and you have the United Racing Company, which was United Racing Club, you have the National Sprint League out now in the Midwest, and everything else is going on. With everything that's going on, Frankie, is the craziness in the sprint cars just as crazy as what we just witnessed the last several weeks of this NASCAR chase?
Well, I mean, to be honest, you got to hand it to NASCAR, because that was pretty thrilling, and it was quite interesting going through the chase the way it is now. So NASCAR has done a great job, you know, promoting that to a better finish of the year. So I don't think you can get much crazier than you did at Homestead on Sunday, but, you know, Sprint Car needs, you know, a boost also, just like that gave NASCAR.
Let me ask you, going back a couple weeks, there was that great fight in between the two haulers. Do you recall seeing any great fights that you can talk about back in your days in running sprint cars?
Well, there's always somebody mad at each other. I mean, that's about what your tire was for, to beat somebody. So, you know, things happen, you know, people get excited. But, you know, generally the next day, you know, everybody's over it and going on, you know, to the next race. You know, back in, you know, the good days when everybody got along, you know, they would be mad at each other one day and help each other get to the racetrack the next day. And that's, I think, the family part of racing has disappeared. And I think, you know, that's one reason I think the Renegades will survive, because it's family people trying to do this.
Why has the family part of sprint car racing disappeared?
Yeah, I don't know. I got opinions, but probably egos and money have ruined a lot of things.
Does it go deeper than that?
I don't think so. I mean, you know, a lot of people forget where they came from. How's that? And they need to, you know, be thankful for what they have and enjoy it. You know, everybody has to help each other. I mean, there can't be, you know, everybody's too one-sided, I think, anymore, and that's why I think the Renegades will be better, because it is about family, people doing it.
Do you see the same thing in NASCAR with the younger kids that are coming onto the crews, and not just where you're at, and you were with some very talented kids along the way and very talented drivers, but we've talked about this a lot with different people, the history and the respect. You see some of the old guard, the Jeff Gordons, that type, that have the respect for the history of the sport, not only in NASCAR, but in the open wheel. What about these kids who are coming into the shops and trying to get a job and trying to move up so they eventually go over the wall? Do they have an appreciation for the history of the sport, or are they looking at it as just a job that they've always wanted to have and they can move forward from where they are at?
There's quite a few that still have the history of the sport, you know, in their mind, but, you know, there's a lot of people just coming in here for money, because it is a good paying job, not for the history and the, you know, the historic part of racing. So, I mean, I think the majority of them like racing and love it for the sport of racing, but there's probably some that don't also, you know.
Do you think the money has taken a hold, that it's diluted the vision of the guys back in the days of the Lee Petties and the Fireball Roberts? And those guys would probably have raced for nothing if they could. Has the money aspect diluted things at all, or not yet totally?
Probably a little bit. You know what I mean? You know, those days are long gone, that you race for nothing. So, you know, I really can't answer except for, you know, it's a great living, and racing is something, no matter what, I would do. And but I enjoy it, you know, more of a family atmosphere, to be personally honest, and where a team becomes your family, not just a number, where, you know, they're here one day and gone the next.
How about on your own personal part? What were some of the experiences that you went through that not only molded you as the driver that you would become, and one of the more feared drivers out on the racetrack in terms of the ability to win on any given night, but talk a little bit about the rough times and what it was like for you and the family, and how did you get through and make it to where you are at today?
Well, I could tell you, in the early days when we was trying to make it, you know what I mean? There's some days you didn't know whether you're going to eat or not, but you knew you were going to get to the racetrack because you were going to race. And but there was people, other teams back in the day that would help you and give you guidance and you know, try to make sure you did make it to the racetrack. You know, if you needed to borrow something, there was no question about it. Some of that has definitely disappeared. You know, the wives and the kids used to play and be friends. I don't know if I see that as much anymore, and that's, you know, really, you know, the I keep talking about the family aspect that needs to come back and make to help the sport grow.
One thing I've talked about and written about, and the fans have heard it, and it's, I'm not going to apologize for beating a dead horse here, but we have gotten away, and I say we, I'm talking about racing in general, we have gotten away from the ability to have drivers come in early, park their car out behind the grandstands. And there are some tracks that do this, but the majority of them don't. And you have an opportunity for the youngsters to get up close and meet the driver. Now you're putting a face to a name, to a race car. They can sell their shirts. They can take pictures with it. And I've written about it and said that, you know, on that particular evening, is it asking too much? And if I'm correct, the average pit pass is somewhere between $20 and $25. Is it too much to ask a promoter to take that amount of money out of their pocket and pay that driver's way in? Is that something that we need to get back to in terms of getting the drivers out there to interact with people ahead of time and getting a thank you from promoters? And what else do you think we have to do to get the family atmosphere back into sprint car racing?
You know, not so much that, I mean, we've always paid our own way in. I don't think that's an issue. I'm not so sure that promoters are promoters anymore. You know, you need to promote the drivers, you know, besides themselves. So, you know, also, you know, if they would just ask, I'm sure most of the drivers would, you know, park out there and work on those things. Like, I can remember many a days being out there working behind the racetrack there waiting for it to go in, coming from another race. But on the other hand, right now, there's not as many races either. So you come in to a place, your work's already done because you're not coming from another racetrack or you're not coming from another state like we used to. So, you know, the more racing there is out there for the guys to choose from, you know, some of that will come back to life. But that is one of the things with the Renegades that we are going to include the drivers and the families in part of all this promotional part.
And how do you see that playing out, Frankie?
Well, I think it's just got to be known to them that they're expected, if they're going to follow the series, to be, you know, it's only going to grow if they're a part of it and include the fans and their family into it growing. I mean, you know, a race fan, like you said, you know, spend $50 to $100 to get in the races, you know, they like to have a little something back for it.
That is pretty interesting. And do you see the opportunity for you to be able to get to some of the races during the summertime?
I would like to hope so. You know, we don't race every week, and but I can't at this point in time. You know, until we get a schedule and look at what's going to happen or what's going on, you know, it's hard to say where I'm going to get to yet.
Sorry, I jumped ahead of myself there. I'm thinking summertime, and I'm trying to get back. So let me rephrase that. And let me remind the folks, we're talking with Frankie Kerr, one of the greats in sprint car racing. He is acting now, and is what it should have been said, is acting as an advisor to the Renegade Sprints to help them out here in the first year. He's still looking to see where he's going to be at next in NASCAR, as that's where he wants to stay at. But what I meant to say was, I know there's not a lot of off times these days in NASCAR, so if you have an off weekend, or a midweek race or something, might you be able to scoot away at some point? That's what I was getting at. Sorry, Frankie, I just jumped in. I was just thinking sprint car racing, and I'm trying to put the two caps on at the same time and talk NASCAR and sprint car. So do you see yourself being able to get somewhere at some point to be on the ground and shake hands and talk with everybody, depending on what you come up with in NASCAR?
Absolutely. you know, we want to be accessible to the people as much as we can.
What do you think is going to be a hallmark of success for the Renegades for their first year? What do you think, from your aspect, they should define success in this first year?
You know, if we're working on some sponsors, and if, you know, they're lucky enough to land one of them and get that, it'd be great for the thing. But, you know, I think that the first year we need to show to people that we are for the racer and we are for helping with the, you know, the fans and their family to be a part of racing again. And for this to grow bigger, you know, if they only run 25 or 50 shows, whatever it might be, that we're true to the word, and whatever they say they're gonna do, we do it. You know, we're not gonna try to cheat anybody out of money or mislead people into anything that's not true, and show them that the organization that's going to be here on honesty and for the racers, and especially for the race fans.
And as far as your current situation goes, when do you think you might know as to where you'll be at come for the 2015 NASCAR season?
I think I'll definitely know here in a week or so what's going on.
And, you know, you've been around the sport for a while, have you? You know, we've seen the fights over the years. I mean, you know, who could ever forget the end of the Daytona 500 when it was first shown flag to flag on CBS, and you had Cale Yarborough and the two Allisons, Donnie and Bobby, going out there in turn three, and then all the different stuff happening with Keselowski and Harvick and Jeff Gordon. Have you ever seen a more tumultuous time in NASCAR in your 15 years, as we have seen here in the past several weeks of this chase?
No, I haven't, but I think it's great that the guys are allowed to show their emotion finally again, like it used to be. You know, just they're human beings too, and they get excited, and you know, it's just bringing out the raw emotions of a race car driver, and I think it's great that you know, the people can see it and they're allowed to show it.
I know that in the past I've had conversations, and I've actually interviewed Jeff Gordon. He loves talking about his open-wheel days and running the midgets and the sprint cars. What about guys around the shops that you've been around and other people? How much of the NASCAR guys, the crew members and the shop guys, how much are they big fans of open-wheel racing and sprint car racing in particular?
I'd say majority of them are for some other form of racing, whether it's sprint cars, late models, or pavement late models, whatever it is. Majority of them came from, you know, grassroots racing. So I know they all keep up with it and they pay attention to it. And, you know, they, you know, want to see that their background of racing continues also.
Well, Frankie, it's been a great pleasure to talk with you once again. And again, we appreciate you clearing things up and letting folks know that you're basically this year an advisor to the Renegade Sprints. And we wish all the best of luck, not only with this upcoming season and how things turn out for them, but also where you're going to end up here in the next week or two in your NASCAR career.
Sounds great. I appreciate it. And call anytime.
Frankie Kerr joining us here on the Sprint Car Show.